Whether you want to travel more or communicate better with international clients, you need to try Babbel. I've used Babbel's courses, and you can do the same in order to learn real-life conversation skills in a different language, order food, ask for directions, or speak to clients without having to use translation apps. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription. This is only for our listeners at babbel.com/freelance. That's 60% off at babbel.com/freelance, spelled BABBEL.com/freelance. Rules and restrictions apply. When you wake up in the morning and check your phone, does it feel like this or like this? Because with Shopify, your morning can feel like this way more often. That's the sound of a sale being made on your new Shopify store. And while client payments may require weeks or months of work, you can start generating a semi-passive income to grow your business by setting up a Shopify store all of your own. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your latest designs on shirts or bags or adding something totally different to your business, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. You can sell online, you can sell in person, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. With Shopify, you can set up your store in minutes and start selling immediately. And Shopify's award-winning support is there to help you as you go. Sign up for a $1 per month trial at shopify.com/freelance. That's all lowercase. That's shopify.com/freelance to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/freelance, or click the link in our show description and start waking up to this. Season 2 of Freelance to Founder is brought to you by Andco. At Andco, they pair you with a real-life human being and a cutting-edge app to help you start, manage, and scale your freelance business. To learn more and try Andco free today, visit and.co. That's and.co. Season 2 is also supported by Audioblocks. We use Audioblocks to find unique, quality music for the stories we tell on Freelance to Founder. And now you can get access to their library of over 130,000 sound clips for just $99 per year by visiting audioblocks.com/founders. That's audioblocks.com/founders with an S. Now, enjoy this episode of Freelance to Founder.
It adds a level of difficulty in my situation, as I have been the provider for my family. And out of necessity, sometimes that's when ideas are born. And that was part of Hidaboo.
For Millo, I'm Brandon Hull, and this is Freelance to Founder. And boy, do I have a special episode for you. Today, I'm going to introduce you to Ashley Winterose. She's been through a lot in her life, but you're in for such a treat. A great man once said, adversity teaches us things we cannot learn otherwise. It helps to develop a depth of character that comes in no other way. If that's true, Ashley's character may be flawless. Let's go straight to her backstory, and then I'll fast forward you to her business.
So my husband and I were in college, and he was working for a construction company to get through school. He was in an accident and had a brain injury, and that moment really just changed the course of our life completely. But we were two college students with, you know, minimum wage jobs, paying for $400 medications for seizures he was having three times a day. We were able to finish school, both of us, and graduate. He had to change his degree, which took us a little bit longer because he couldn't get cleared with the seizures to finish his geology field work. And so we did get through that space. Because we were so focused on like continuing down the same path we began on, which is something that I've learned, is to just take stock in where life is guiding you. Where, you know, if you believe in it, that creator that I do, that where they're guiding you, because it's not always point A to point B. In fact, it never is. And so we kept just pushing down the same path and really injuring ourselves as we went, because Life was no longer the same set of skills, the same people that we were before that accident happened. And really in the last 5 years that I've been able to see things more clearly and kind of start making up for some of those mistakes of just trying to stay in that same place and try and create that life that really wasn't the plan. Because I am such a teacher, this was never intended to be for teachers It maybe was a subconscious tie to the teaching, but definitely my experience in teaching lent itself to this. But it began with I have a cousin who is a single mom, and she has two little kids, and watching her try to balance her time, which I relate to so much of when you tie in masters and work and how to make that mesh with being a mom and wanting that role to be really my number one role, but it gets pulled at so much. And whether you're a working mom or not, that role is always under attack, I feel like, with extracurricular things and just the world today. It's always being pulled at. And so I was actually having a conversation with my grandma about how to make it easy to have those moments with your children, to make the most of the moments that you have as a mom.
So there's the backstory. Life presented Ashley and her husband with a new plan. It was going to require a lot more sacrifice from her, a lot more planning, and if you're inclined this way, which Ashley is, a lot more prayer. So today she wears many hats as she follows through on that plan.
So I play many roles. I have as a mom, which I try to put as my first priority every day. And I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old and a newborn baby who was very much a surprise, but just the most perfect baby that could have come to our family. And until just recently, I've been working on my master's in curriculum and instruction. And I also work as a mentor teacher in kindergarten at a charter school that's here in our valley. And besides that, you have all of your other roles as sister and daughter and granddaughter. And I'm active in my church, and so it's a lot to fit in. I start usually each week with a wish list. Oh, and I didn't even say hi to Boo, so that's my extra side thing that really fills in all of the gaps.
You know you've got a rich life when your side business that employs 3 members of your family is the last thing to cross your mind among your list of duties and obligations. So let's talk more about that side business, Haida Boo. She started it in 2016 with her sister and brother-in-law, but why? What was the problem Ashley aimed to solve with Haida Boo?
Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people calling with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant, or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than 1 billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else, and LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's H-Y-D-R-O-W. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's HYDROW.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description.
It came from out of necessity again, of I wanted to get down every day with my kids. That's my, I remember my pediatrician with my first daughter said that. He said, get eye to eye with each kid every day. And so that was really where this was born, is a card table, pull it out, slip it over, and it becomes a world. You know, it becomes a space of play, and how that supports kids is astounding. My heart will never separate from helping as many kids as I can.
Hidaboo debuted as a Kickstarter campaign, a fun hideout for kids that was inexpensive yet hours of fun. That was the vision. You could back the campaign and pre-order an outer space rocket, an enchanted castle, an underwater submarine. Whichever you chose, the contribution was only $29, or you could choose a combination of the hideouts. Their fundraise goal was $8,500. They finished with over $15,000. Ashley's one of the rare inventors who didn't freelance per se and then turn that into a full-time founder role. Instead, she let her side business become an extension of her day job and her eternal passion, helping fulfill the happiness and education of children.
It's a great thing for me. I feel like teaching is a therapy. And so I may not... I can step outside of my life and I focus solely on those 32 kids. Teaching has been a calling and a passion. It's not a job, which tends to have its difficulties because it's hard to cut it off. It's hard to keep a balance because there's always more that can be done when it involves 32 little lives and what they need. I think it's such a noble profession.
But Ashley knows this business would not exist without others involved.
Never doing business before, I started out thinking Etsy. Okay, I'll make these out of canvas and I'll hand paint them. And it was just going to be a literal small side business. And so I started to draw them out, and my grandma is a seamstress, so she was going to sew these canvas cubes and then I would put them together. And it began actually as a chair cover. And so she was gonna sew these chair covers, and then I would hand paint them and detail them. And I was so excited about it that you start to talk to people. And I went to my mom's house one night, and my brother-in-law was there. And they are entrepreneurs themselves. They had had a company at the time that they were working on. And so I was kind of just in that let's share and talk shop kind of a place. And so I just was kind of telling him all of these ideas that came together in one thing. And I was so excited about it. And he said, wow, that's a great idea. And then it just kind of sat for a while because to find that time and space to begin anything is such a difficult thing. And so one day, out of the blue, I had a phone call from him and the company that they had begun. They had decided to set aside, and he said, we want to do yours, and we want to get behind you. And so it would not have happened, and it would not be continuing to happen in the space of life that I'm in, had I not had my sister and my brother-in-law jump on board. My sister's the designer, and my brother-in-law is the person who does our, he's kind of like our, the oomph to our jump. I had my fears. I had my fears of how this was going to work out. We have a very strong personality in Casey. We have kind of the opposite end of the spectrum in my sister. She's very, she's a listener and a peacemaker. And then you have me somewhere in the middle. I kind of teeter to both sides. And so it was, will this work as an idea? But then will this work as a team? You know, how are we going to do this? And so that was probably more of a concern, because I was like, yeah, let's try. We've learned to be transparent with each other. We've learned to boost each other up. So to really value one another and vocalize it, so that when the hard times come, when we disagree, or maybe someone's having an off day and you kind of get feathers ruffled, that we have this really solid relationship underneath, where we value each person, like each person. And it is, I don't think it could be a better three pieces of a pie. Like, we all bring to the table equally. With a team, connecting is such a good indicator of how successful the business is going to be. And so in the early stages, we went and did some research in Las Vegas at Market, and we went and stayed down there and spent some time together. And that connecting and kind of getting to know each other in that business realm was probably one of the best things we could have done, because you have to get that foundation laid as to what each of you are in this for, and what your vision is for the company. And you know, we continue to build that together.
All right, it's time for a break with Preston. Listen closely what he has to say. But before you go, let me tell you what's coming on the other side. You're going to learn about how having a rock-solid why behind your new business is important. And although the obvious why for most people is to either get out of debt or pay for college or save for a rainy day, I want you to sit up when Ashley shares her why.
Season 2 of Freelance to Founder is brought to you by AndCo. At AndCo, they pair you with a real-life human being and a cutting-edge app to help you start, manage, and scale your freelance business. With AndCo, you can create contracts, send invoices, track time, manage your expenses, and get paid online quickly and simply just by connecting your bank account. The best part of AndCo is getting paired with a chief operator, a real human being who's there to help you whenever you have questions about your freelance business. To learn more and try AndCo free, visit and.co. That's and.co. Season 2 is also supported by Audioblocks. We use Audioblocks to find unique, quality music for the stories we tell on Freelance to Founder. And now you can get access to their library of over 130,000 sound clips for just $99 a year. Plus, they'll throw in access to their very popular stock video site, Videoblocks, absolutely free. It's all part of their creator-to-creator offer going on right now for a limited time. To grab this offer before it's gone, visit audioblocks.com/founders. That's audioblocks.com/founders with an S. Now, enjoy the rest of this episode of Freelance to Founder.
Ever since I was young, my sister says I was like Snow White, and children would just kind of circle around me, and I could go to family parties, or I could go to, you know, friends' houses, or, you know, kids I don't even know, and we just kind of sense it in each other. Like, I enjoy being around them, and they could feel that. Never was about being able, probably that I pay attention to them. So often I think kids get overlooked and kind of brushed to the side.
That's Ashley's why. But what about Hidaboos as a company? Simon Sinek, author of the book Start With Why, said this: all organizations start with why, but only the great ones keep their why clear year after year. Those who forget why they were founded show up to the race every day to outdo someone else instead of to outdo themselves. The pursuit for those who lose sight of why they are running the race is for the medal or to beat someone else.
We look established and we've got a great website. We've got distributors. We've got, you know, these things that kind of create a company, you know, like a legitimate company. I still see it as a baby because its purpose hasn't even, we haven't even scratched the surface of what I want the purpose of it to be. We are learning, and that's where I think, as well as our vision as far as where we want the company to go, and also finding out who is our audience and where to find our audience is something we're in the process of. We've found distributors through Amazon, which is our mainstay right now of getting product to people. And we're redesigning our website to try and build a audience of our own as far as bringing our customers to ourselves. And we went to a couple toy fairs and tried to figure out, you know, where do we fit and what connections can we find. And we are looking into the educational toy side with some new products that we have in the works right now. And so it's really just way leading to way and just learning as we go and trying to make the most of our time that we all can put into it. And that's what I want to do with Hide a Boot. It's bigger than just the play toys. It's bigger than just even the helping parents engage with kids. It's about really on a larger scale, and I haven't even quite uncovered yet what that will be, is giving back to children and helping them.
Ashley is still holding off on Hide a Boot providing salaries for the three owners. She genuinely wants to help more children now first. She wants Hide a Boot to discover its own potential as a company to do good and make an impact. She wants to know she's made it easier for children to play, to channel their creativity as they learn in a safe and fun way. So Ashley and Hide a Boot have their why through and through. So now that she's about 2 years into this in mid-2017, what advice would Ashley give to you as you think about going full-time with your side business?
We've done a lot. You know, it's not flashy. It's not, you know, something where we can say we've arrived. But at the same time, he said, look at all we have done. And I think it's human nature to think in a year we should be further. You know, in a year we should have, you know, accomplished all our goals. And I think maybe that's age too, is the ability to be able to take this a step at a time and go, we're in this for the long haul. Like we're in this to meet all these goals, whether it's in the next 3 years or whether it's in the next 10 years. Pick something that supports life, not just monetarily. So, and try to incorporate them into the business. Because if it's, for me at least, if this business that I chose were one of my other, you know, passions or something else that I'm interested in, and it didn't incorporate those daily goals that I have, it would be really hard to continue forward. Sometimes you wish that you could just jump in, you know, Cortez and you know, coming to the Americas and just burning the boats before he went into battle. Maybe that's not the best example, but we to be able to just dive in, it's a glamorous thing. But even setting that aside, you look at people who've done that, and it's just exciting, and you see what progress you can make. And I know at this point, if I were to just jump, that most likely that this would be able to just barrel forward.
And that, dear listeners, is Ashley Winterose of Hide a Boot. In talking to her, I feel like I got a masterclass in child education, and you just got a small piece of that. We'll be back next episode with Caleb Wojcik of Caleb Wojcik Films.
There's kind of three reasons why I take a project. You do it for the money, you do it for the people and the connections, or you do it for the creative part of it.
Hey, just two final things. If you're picking up our shows one at a time, can I ask you to become a subscriber to Freelance to Founder? It costs nothing but a few clicks. You can listen to the entirety of seasons 1 and 2 at freelancetofounder.com or subscribe via your favorite podcast app. Also, will you visit iTunes and leave an honest review for us? Your feedback is valued and it helps us improve the show. Ratings and reviews are also the way other freelancers on iTunes. Thanks for listening. For Milo, I'm Brandon Hull. Join us next time.